I love what I do, and it feels harder than it should.
Tammy Brittenham is a third grade teacher at Aubrey Park Elementary. She's taught in 4J schools for 13 years. This educator is no shrinking violet. At the last 4J public hearing, Brittenham stood before the district's board of directors to talk about how overwhelming her job has become. Oversized classrooms, new testing standards, lack of prep time. She says teachers have too much on their plates. It frustrates Brittenham to not have enough time to check in with each student on a personal level.
I remember when the numbers were more like 24, 25, I could meet everybody's needs. And when you're talking 32, 36 kids in one room, it's just too much. And it's mind-boggling that anyone would think that you could meet the needs of all kids in those kind of conditions.
Brittenham says there's just not enough bodies to serve students, especially when a behavioral problem disrupts her supersized class. There was a time when Brittenham could count on the help of a full-time counselor, but Aubrey Park's counselor position moved to half-time. Now, Kristen Gianforti splits her time between counseling and teaching.
I've seen a greater level of stress this year, not just with Tammy, with all of the teachers across the entire district.
As the fiscal year nears an end, 4J is wrapping up union negotiations and finalizing the next budget. Gianforti says despite how contracts and numbers fall out, the issues faced by many students will still need a lot of attention.
Deaths in families, a mom or a dad dying. We've had a few of those kids, unfortunately, this year. Students in foster care, parents in jail, kids dealing with divorces, behavioral and emotional needs, families that have lost jobs, homelessness.
Budgets are balanced by making difficult, unpopular cuts to staff and services. Schools and districts around the state struggle with how best to cut an ever-dwindling pie. When Aubrey Park parents and teachers came together en masse to speak their concerns to the 4J board, they weren't sure what would come of it. Anne Marie Levis is a fifth-year school board member.
What I appreciated about this group from the school is they were trying to bring to the board's attention maybe some unintended consequences of some of the things that had come about.
Levis says members often feel at a loss when people bring their issues to the board because they're policymakers. It's up to the superintendent to implement those policies. According to the teachers at Aubrey Park, within weeks, action was taken to resolve at least a few of their most pressing problems. Namely, additional hours were appropriated in the form of teacher assistance in the most crowded classrooms. Mary Walston is the current chair of the Eugene School Board. Right now, the board's highest priority is final approval of next year's budget.
Originally, we thought we'd have about a $3 million plus gap when the preliminary budget was proposed. Since that time, we got some very good news from the state. The economy around the state is looking up. And then our ending fund balance, that is the money that we don't spend that we had budgeted for, was greater than we thought.
Walston says what that means is next year won't see teacher layoffs. And there's a better chance of adding some full-time positions.
And continue our prep time for our elementary students and maintain or reduce even our class sizes and have our furlough days reduced. The gap is gone.
The budget committee has approved the 2014-15 budget, and on June 18th, the board will vote to adopt. Walston and Levis say a balanced budget is good news for them, the superintendent, teachers, and students. But unexpected windfalls are rare, and the district could easily be in a deficit situation again in just 2 years. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.